Hello everyone, it's Jana here with JN2N on the 3rd of November, just walking to work, and it's not at all foggy here in London, which is weird because we've had a day and a half of fog out in the provinces, even though this morning it was just sort of normal, kind of misty, normal for a November day, rather than the thick fog rolling about that that we had yesterday and on Sunday evening. In fact, yesterday, while the kids were at gymnastics, they go at the local secondary school, which is this old building. I think it was built in the 19th century, used to be a foundling hospital or something, so you can imagine it's pretty, you know, it's a nice old building. And it's an absolutely amazingly big ground. I don't know how they've managed not to sell anything off to developers. Yeah, huge grounds. And the school is bang in the middle. So you can walk around it. In fact, there's sort of an access road that goes all the way around, one way. So when I dropped the kids off, and they were both in gymnastics, I didn't have 45 minutes. And I don't really like to spend that time in there because it gets a bit crowded. There's not a lot where you can sit, and it's also a little bit smelly because the kids will take their shoes off and socks off in there, so you can imagine. So I usually try to escape as soon as I can, and because yesterday it was looking so great, I thought I'd take a walk around the school also to kind of do a bit of walking, because I've not really managed to do a lot over the last few days. Yeah, and it was looking really eerie, reminiscent of a 1960s black and white Edgar Wallace film, when it always showed London with a thick fog, and then, you know, things happened in the fog. But it was good. I got some good photos, even though I do have to plug my phone in and get some of the photos off and onto my computer, because it's now starting to refuse to take photos a lot of the time. But yeah, if you imagine, you know, so the foundling hospital in the fog with the lights just coming on, and then fog crawling amongst the trees, it was quite eerie. It was good. Now I wonder if I say Edgar Wallace, whether the Brits actually know what that is, who that is. He wrote lots of detective stories, very very short, thin ones. I couldn't even tell you when exactly, maybe the 30s to 50s, I would guess. They were, oh, that's what it was, because it's Germans filming that. I'm just thinking, there's lots of German actors in them. Of course, they weren't English at all, it's just the writer was English. That's right, and I used to devour those books. I've got, I don't know, 70 or so of them. They're really short, little paperback things. That's right, and the Germans made all these films of them in the 60s. Yeah, I remember now. Had Karin Dohr in it. She was quite an icon at the time. She was a Bond girl, the one where, I don't know what it's called, the one where Sean Connery went to Japan. She was the assistant who tried to kill him. Yeah, she was in a lot of those films. But it's just kind of, no, that's the Germans love all things English. They also love, and there's a lot of things that the English aren't necessarily aware of. I know the New Year's thing, Dinner for One's becoming better known over here now, but I think that's actually an English thing, but the Germans know and love it. And then there's also quite a few singers who've made it over in Germany, but are not that well known here at all. I'm thinking Howard Carpendale, even though he might be South African, I could be wrong. And definitely Roger Whittaker, he's definitely English. Lives in Hamburg, I think. They all sing Schlager, which is actually just translates as hit. But ever since the 50s and 60s, when those kind of things were hits, that's come to, that's sort of, it's now a genre in itself. It's what you describe over here as easy listening. They sing that sort of thing, and they sing it in German. And I don't know what it is about an English accent in German. It doesn't work with the American accent because I think the R is too strong. But with the English accent in German, I think maybe because of the soft consonants or the way they're pronounced, I don't know. It just got sort of a very soft quality to it, and well, middle-aged housewives are known to love that sort of thing. It's not what I was going to talk about. The other thing I wanted to mention, apart from wind, as wind again, typical. Technical things. Downcast. Yeah, I was interested to hear what Ian Cath was saying about the Facebook, an audio being posted to Facebook, now wants you to log in rather than just going to the boo. That sounds like just another one of those things where they've made it a little bit more difficult for people to just listen. I wonder whether Caroline could go to the website, find your boo there, and then listen to that. Does that work? Because I know I do. And I have to listen to messages that way because my app no longer plays the messages. So I always have to go to the website, but I don't know whether you have to be logged in for that. I've now managed to resubscribe to the RSS feeds of everyone I usually listen to. And I'm having trouble with those as well. I've noticed some of them are slow, so it'll take a whole day for the downcast to notice that there's a new boo. So I have to keep checking in my Audio Boo app feed what new boos there are. But I also noticed that I'm just missing some. They just never turn up, and it's only specific people. But I don't know if there's anything. I don't think there's anything wrong with their feed in particular, because Simon doesn't have that same problem. What's going on now? Someone coming to. They're just police are just stopping the traffic around Buckingham Palace. Oh, okay. Is it changing of the guards already? I can see them all coming out of the of their garrison over there in their grey coats and bearskin hats on. It's an orchestra. I can see gleaming instruments. Ah, okay. That'd be why. That's a little bit frustrating because then I end up having to go. I have to use both, so I have to listen to those particular boos in the Audio Boo app after all. So luckily it's not too many yet. I might just get Simon to resubscribe to those feeds for me, because usually things that don't work, they usually start to work when he just stands there. His mere presence. Technical things work. Even though I've noticed I've done exactly the same thing, but it doesn't work for me. I don't know, sometimes I think technology doesn't like me. Look, and there's one of those London duck tours that looks like a boat on wheels. The traffic's piling up. I don't know, I'll give it a bit longer to make sure I definitely don't get run over. That's a bit frustrating. I also noticed on the Audio Boo website, not on the phone, funnily enough. I can see the boo in the picture properly on the phone. If you go to the Audio Boo website, I don't know how that affects the corporates, but if a normal person posts a picture, then whatever they've taken a picture of tends to be in the middle of the picture, right where Audio Boo have thought fit to put the play button, so you can't actually the pictures pop